USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The unarmed Air Force veteran shot and killed by Capitol Police Wednesday is now under investigation. The U.S. Attorney for District of Columbia has opened a federal excessive force investigation into the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old from San Diego, California. U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin has also opened a homicide investigation into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died of a stroke after engaging protesters. Search and rescue teams have recovered bodies and debris from the site of a Boeing 737 passenger plane crash in the Sea of Jakarta off Indonesia. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew when air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane 4 minutes into Saturday's 90-minute flight. Both Amazon and Apple are attempting to silence the new social media platform Parler. Amazon says it will kill their servers at midnight. Apple removed the app from its App Store. Their complaint is that Parler does not moderate the content. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Riots not in D.C. over the summer was no big deal to D.C. lawmakers with very little condemnation. Now that riots took place in D.C.'s backyard, everyone has an opinion. So how safe is D.C.? Tim Berg reports.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that the Republican Party has essentially been removed from power in Washington, D.C., the two-party system will be non-existent for at least the next 2 years. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
It appears the Senate will soon be an even more contentious place, with seats now split at 50-50, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote essentially giving control to the Democrats. Former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott says the Senate is a difficult enough place to run normally, without it split right down the middle. The Mississippi Republican tells Fox News that he was able to get things done in the Senate because of his ability to work with the minority leader.
I had the advantage of having a friend that was the Democratic leader, Tom Daschle. I respected him and I trusted him, and I called him and said, we got to try to work this out. So we sat down. It did take some time to get it done. Not everybody in our conferences agreed with what we did, but basically we set it up where it was going to be equally divided. The committee memberships, the funds, the ratios, how you deal with a tie vote, you could take to the floor of the Senate a tie vote, either Tom Daschle or either one of us could do it. So, and we got a lot done. Now, I'm not sure with the atmosphere in Washington right now how many people really want to get the right things done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bills, the Rams, and the Buccaneers all advanced in Saturday's National Football League wildcard games. Three games are slated for Sunday. Ravens at the Titans, Bears at the Saints, and Browns at the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.